So what we're talking about, what we spoke about the last 2 weeks, was in the Inyan of our kois of Bezdin, if you're allowed to go to our kois, is the shaila of, you're okay, is the shaila of if you agree beforehand in your whatever transaction you're entering into, a real estate transaction or any other business transaction, you want to sign that this transaction should be governed by New York state law,
right?
Florida state law, or whatever choice of law provision that you wanna basically decide that the governing statutes of this transaction should be, you know, this state law v'chulu. And the shaila was, is that a steer to our kois? Because you're going to have to end up going to court, to court, in order to carry out these halachas, this agreement. And is that a steer to our kois? Or do you say, since you were masna before, so it's okay? So basically, the sma says, we spoke out, the sma says it's mutter. Because basically what you're doing is you're being mechayiv yourself in whatever it is that the court would be mechayiv you. And then, of course, maybe you could go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will carry it out. But since Bezdin doesn't always know what the court would have been mechayiv you, you have to go to court so that the Bezdin knows what it is that they would have been mechayiv you. But it's really an act of Bezdin, theoretically. That's how the Dayan from Eretz Yisrael was explaining it, and that l'chayra is milsa de mestaver. So
there's no
chil Hashem involved, because fakir, the guy was mechayiv himself. I can mechayiv myself right now with a kinyan, according to most Yerushalayim. I owe you money. Right, so that's where he was mechayiv himself at the beginning of the transaction. He was mechayiv himself in whatever it would be that the bezin would mechayiv. So we spoke out last week a set of tshuvas back and forth between Mzalman Nechem Goldberg and Rav Tzvi Gertner about a prenuptial agreement, which is that besides getting into the whole hashkafa of the thing, you talk about being koyfer and get. I'm not even talking about that. But the shaila was, in the mumminess, was that they wanted to write there that the husband should be mechayiv himself before the marriage. In case of divorce, he's obligating himself in whatever it is that the civil court would obligate him to pay, which is a lot more than the ksuva or the halacha would be mechayiv him. What?
Depending on
how much money.
That is accurate. Right.
So would it be mutter to sign such an agreement? So Rav Zalman Nechemya said it's mutter based on this, in, you know, the sma, and Rav Tzvi Gertner did back and forth. But essentially, what Rav Zalman Nechemya said was like this: do not write in the contract I'm being mechayiv myself in whatever the court would be mechayiv me, because then that's taka giving chashivas to the court over Bezdin. But what you should say is, I'm going to be mechayiv myself. Do your research. Find out what the court is mechayiv. If they're mechayiv 50% of your assets, so right now, right, I'm mechayiv myself in 50% of the assets in the shtar. So that's like a tesefes ksuva.
Right.
That you can be mechabel.
Yeah. Clean up is the other way. It's to be mechayiv you for a lot less than what the court would give you. When they do prenuptials these days, they know the court's going to give you 50%.
So they promise them 30 years.
I don't think that's the purpose. I don't think that was the purpose in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Protect yourself in case of divorce.
They wish you
no, I think so that in these circles, it's idea. I think in these circles, the push is to protect the woman, not the man.
50% of whatever you have. And to do more than what the ksuva would.
Right, right, right.
That's because in case of a get.
Okay, so I'm saying there's two parts. I'm not getting involved in the get, Shaila. I'm not getting involved. Learning Chosh and Mishma, not Evan Ezra. So I'm not getting involved in the Chosh, in the Kfiyah of the Get and that whole issue. I'm just saying, so that's what we spoke about last week, very Negeah. And we also spoke a few times about can you sue someone in a car accident to make a claim against their insurance, which is more than what the halachic hezek would have been on the car. So for example, let's say the car is not worth all that much money. It already has a dent in the door. So I bumped into him and knocked a dent in the door. So now, the value that this dent, you know, put down the car, halachically, what was I mazikim? I don't know, but I'm going to go put in insurance. Insurance is going to switch out the door,
right.
You know, do the switch out the whole thing, the two panels next to it to match, whatever.
Yeah, but if you have a lease and you bring back the car, they're going to charge you if it doesn't match exactly the way you gave them the car. So you have to switch all those things.
Yeah, but not because of my dent, you had to do it because of the first dent anyway.
Because the color
won't match. So halachically, what I did, not necessarily, is chayv that much money in halacha. But lemaisa, in insurance, the guy's going to make a claim against my insurance for a lot more. So the shayla is the person who got hit allowed to do that? It's against, he's being teveya more than what the halacha is. So I wasn't mazikim that much. Maybe he's between yidden. That's what we spoke about. You only have a right to be teveya what you're chayiv. You can't be teveya more. You're going against insurance. It's not considered you're going against insurance. You're going against me. I happen to have insurance. So that was the shaila. That was the shaila. And we basically, again, with the sma, with the idea that you were mechayiv yourself The understanding is, since the law, you can only go into a car and drive a car if you have insurance. If you have insurance, so that's the law. So since the law is you have to have insurance, it's like you're mekabel upon yourself to mechay. You are mechayiv yourself when you got in the car. If I hit someone, I'm gonna mechayiv myself in whatever the insurance is.
Even though it's more than what I did.
Right. That's pretty much what we said. Mm-hmm. When we came out. Comes a very interesting shayla. Is nowadays a big thing is malpractice insurance.
Oh yeah.
Is that in malpractice and malpractice insurance is that if someone saw a doctor and they didn't treat him properly, and because of that there's some sort of hezek, so the shaila is he you can sue the doctor in court to get your punitive damages and all this type of stuff. Yeah. So now the shaila is, halachically, we have a Jewish doctor, and are you allowed to put a claim, a malpractice claim, against the doctor? So the first shaila is halachically, what's the geder of malpractice? Is it a groma? Are you chayiv? You're not chayiv? What happened exactly? What's the halacha? There's a lot of cases, but let's talk about specifically. Let's first get to the background, and then we'll see how far we get in the topic, because it's a big topic. So the first thing you have to know is, halachically, if a doctor was mazik, a patient, while he was treating him, is he chayiv or is he not? He did a surgery, and chvayis, he cut one thing he wasn't supposed to, and he healed the bones in a way he wasn't supposed to. And okay, so is he chayiv or not? So his halacha in Yerdesim Shin Lamed Vav in Hilchas Bikur Cholim, it says this week's parsha of Rapa Yerape. So state in the Shulchan Aruch, not na haTorah, not na haTorah Rishus laRoipe laRapois. The Torah gave Rishus for the Roipe to be Merape. What do you need Rishus for? Because the Ramban says, because really, maybe I should be Batech and HaKadosh Baruch. What are you going to a doctor for?
There must be a reason.
What are you going to a doctor? So there's a chiddush that not that the Torah gives Rishus, a Raifa is allowed to be Merape. That's what the Ramban and others learn. Okay. Umitzvahi, uvichal pikuach nefesh. It's b'koach nefesh to heal a person. V'moinea atzmoy. And if you don't, and you have the ability to heal a person, and you don't, hareiza shoyfech damim, it's like you killed him. V'afilu yesh lamish yirapenu. And even if there's another doctor, so you would say, okay, let him go to the other guy. No, shaloi min hakoil adam zorich lehisrapois. A person's mazel maybe was that you were the shliach for him. Correct. And therefore, by you being my naf, from being merapahim, so therefore maybe it's your fault that he didn't get better. Umiyu, however, leis asik berefua, a person shouldn't be oisik as a doctor in refua, elim kein hu baki, unless he knows this is what he's talking about, he knows, v'lo yesham gadol mimenu. And the Shulchan Aruch says that he has to be the best doctor in the city. Otherwise, same thing with halacha. If there's someone that comes to you with a shayla, and you're not the expert on the topic, send him to someone else. So same thing with a doctor. I'm not the expert on this. Go to the other guy. So being the second best, that's being the second best is not
halacha. You have to look for the best.
Right? Yeah. So doctor, a doctor was
saying, "I got the best."
Yeah.
Most doctors are so arrogant.
Yeah,
they think they're the best.
Was telling me on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Someone said, "If you go into University Hospital, University of Miami, he says, don't go for the best guy. Go to the second best, because the best doctor has the best resident." And he has to let the resident do everything. So the second best doctor is not as good as the best doctor.
And
but
he'll
the second
do it
best
himself.
Doctor is better than the best resident.
Because he's going to do it.
Exactly. You got that right.
So you should go to the second best. But I'll come in here. It says that you have no rishus to go if you go to him. What were you saying?
Yeah. Why is some question? Why does the Torah say rishus? Since it says submits and it's a chiyuv, so do I have rishus to go on film? Rishus to go on film?
Right. So I hear. So if there was no rishus, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah. If there was no rishus, the pshat would be you have to have bitachon and Kadosh Baruch is going to heal you. But now that the Torah says you don't have to have bitachon, if you're not on that madrega, if you don't have that madrega, right. Okay, similar, that's basically what, yeah, very good. It's a Tazis, they're pointing out, I didn't see. It's a Tazis Kasha. Mm-hmm. Very good. Kasha, keep the Be'emes mitzvah, Hiloma Karle Tchila Rishos. If it's a mitzvah, why is it a Rishos? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't either. So, very good. So the idea is because the Iker is you should daven and you should have B'tochen and Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So you have Rishos to go to a doctor. Now that the guy that's asking has Rishos to go, so now you have a mitzvah to heal. The Stipel attack didn't go to doctors. But he would send his kids and wife to doctors, but he himself didn't go to doctors.
He had been talking.
I mean, obviously not. He held that his kids his kids, including Rav Chaim Kanevsky, one of his kids, but his kids and his wife are not. We're supposed to go to doctors. I mean, we're not talking. The sniper himself.
Now?
What?
Trying to go to doctors now.
No, I don't know. Huh? Okay. If Imripa, there's a whole book. There's a book about a Dr. Adler from England. There's an article put out a book about it. Anyway, so one of the things there, Mo showed me in the book is that they wanted him to see the stipler. So back forth, it was very hard to get him to. And then finally, they were only able to convince him by saying he wasn't really a doctor. He knows. He'll help. He'll just give advice. But
you think they fooled?
Now, Viter. V'imripa shaloi b'rishos bezdin. Now, what happens if you make a mistake? So, if you don't have rishos bezdin, chayiv b'tashlumin, you have to pay. Afilu mimbalki, even if you know, but you don't have rishos bezdin, then you have to pay. V'imripa b'rishos bezdin, but if you have rishos bezdin, v'tal v'hizik, and you made a mistake, potter midini adam, you don't have to pay. However, chayiv b'dini shamayim, it's still not the right thing to do. It's still the right thing to do is to pay. Chayiv b'dini shamayim. So, in this halal, so this Shulchan Aruch seems to address our issue.
What do you mean at first, chayiv b'dinei shamayim means you have to pay?
You have to pay b'dinei shamayim. B'dinei shamayim, you want to know what's the right thing to do. B'dinei shamayim, the expectation is that you should pay.
It's not enforceable in court, but you're obligated to pay.
Correct.
You're still, okay. There's a ketzois that talks about, in where it says that your chayiv b'dinei shamayim, does tfisa help? Can you go and grab it? Are you toifis? Okay. So fine, this is the halacha. So let's go back to nowadays. You have malpractice. So l'chora, if you had rishus bezdin, he's potter. If you didn't have rishus bezdin, he's chayv. What does it mean rishus bezdin? You ever heard of anybody sitting down? You know, I got
finished medical school.
Next to his doctor, his degree from university. There's rishus a smicha, bezdin. You know, from the yeshiva. What?
Bezdin.
Oh, right. So what is this rishus bezdin talking about? So first of all, there's a shtickle over here. What's pshat in this halacha? If you're chayv, you're chayv. If you're potter, you're potter. Well, why is Rishus Bezdin make a difference? And what's pshat? So there's a Tesefta. The Tesefta in Gittin says like this: Roife Uman Sheripa. A Roife who's an Uman means he's a expert, and he was Mirape. Rishus Bezdin Vizik Beshogi Potter Bemezid Chayiv. So this one says you're Chayiv. Why me pnei? What? Right, bemezid chayiv. Right. Bemezid chayiv means he was mechaven to be mazik. So obviously that's totally
not
different.
A question.
But why is he potter? Me pnei tikkun ha'olam. Why? Because no one's going to be doctors. No one's going to be doctors. V'haraya nowadays, no one's doctors because everyone's afraid of malpractice, right? So everyone goes to hospitals or whatever. But lemaisa, the Chazals already knew this problem. That if your mice are going to mechai people from malpractice, no one's going to be a doctor. So memelam pnei tikkun olam, that doctors should have the ability to go be merape. So memelam they said that you're potter if you're mazik bershus.
It's like the opposite of good Samaritan. Huh?
What do you mean?
Good Samaritan will protect Samaritans for helping out, but not doctors.
Uh-huh.
So this helps doctors.
Well, then, because that's
a non-professional. Right, that's to encourage people to intercede in an emergency. Like,
to like try to help.
It's the opposite of Good Samaritan law.
Because here they're protecting the doctor
citizens,
also.
Not doctors. This protects the doctors, not citizens.
Right. Yeah, but the point is, this is before malpractice insurance. So now it's like this. So the Biurim is Reb Chatzko Abramsky. Reb Chatzko Abramsky. So he writes in the Biurim, Afilu im hu'uman umumche v'ripa shalabrishos bezdin, im ripa v'hizik chayv l'shalin. So what does it mean, Rishos Bezdin? V'rishos Bezdin hainu k'she'ein b'ir roife acher mumche u'baki himenu. So he's pretty strict. He says Rishos Bezdin means you're the best doctor. If you're the best doctor, even if you didn't formally go to Bezdin to get Rishos, but it's understood you're the best doctor, so then you have Rishos, obviously.
And therefore,
that's what it means you're potter. Aval im yesh sham roife godlo himenu b'chochmas harfua, az ein lo Rishos Bezdin his asik bazeh. There's a better. You made a mistake. Okay, you're not the best guy. Why'd you get involved? You should have given her over to the better doctor. Since you're not the biggest expert, so mamela you're chayiv if you're mazikim. That's what Chatzkel Abramsky writes in terms of the pshat on the Tosefta. However,
but if he doesn't do anything and the guy dies, the best doctor also. I'm saying the guy dies. Is he held liable?
Like the best
because
doctor.
Because if he's not the best doctor, right?
Waiting.
If there's the best doctor and the second best doctor.
Oh, so you're saying, what do you mean?
Emergency.
I heard some people saying, according to this, it comes out you can only have one doctor per city?
Right.
What does that mean? Okay, so let's see the Tzitzel Yezer. Okay, good. Exactly. Okay, so there's one doctor in every city. Exactly. But what about if you're going to have one doctor, it's not going to work too well, right? So the.
This is Tzitzel Yezer?
This is a Tzitzel Yezer. The next page, Ramat Rachel is Tzitzel Yezer. He wrote a whole kuntras about refuah.
Yeah.
So he, besides, that's amongst the 26 volumes of what he wrote. So
it's a small little part.
What? This is Chelek. Yeah, okay. But anyway, so in Oiz Dalet, he says like this. If you see where I wrote, marked off, Oiz Dalet. He says, what's that? Ufi kol ha'omer yisyashev, gam al hoshelo yishamanu bezman hazeh. I never heard of anyone bezman hazeh. Mishu yidaktek al kach, sharoif yikach rishos bezdin. I never heard of anyone going to bezdin to get a rishos.
Right.
After the parentheses. V'hainu, mikivan she'inyin rishos bezdin. What's the whole idea of rishos bezdin? Eino ki'im le'inyin p'tuar tashlumen. First of all, the point of getting rishos bezdin is to be potter. U'mikivan she'kein moyu lezeh gam kabolas ha'kahal be'atzmam oisoy leroif aleihem. It doesn't have to be Rishos Bezdin. As long as the Tzibur gets together and accepts this guy as a doctor, that's already considered Rishos Bezdin.
Meaning he passed this.
Why do you need a Tzibur? Can't you just personally accept this?
No, that's what it's coming up. Okay. No, no. Every guy went to him. No, even in time.
Why are you going to him?
You're going to him because you thought the chveis, but he didn't have rishos to treat you. Because this guy comes to me, if a guy comes to me and says, you know,
you have a guy
that could get the best of you. You know, like, maybe I know what I'm talking about. You have to have.
I guess he doesn't have to finish that now.
Then he says like this. So then he says, since it's telling kabbalas akal, v'chein lefi divrei adivrei shol anal yishlom megamkin the bottles of bezmanenu heyoyz ve'en bate adin bekin. Okay. Az zoyz gam. At the end of the paragraph, he says the ishur hamem shalosh she'anu nimtzoyim tachas yoda. A certificate, a license. Lichtoy v'ha'haskama kefisha noog moil zoyz l'nesinus arashus b'makom bezdin. Mibneisha gam mitzvah bezdin bozoyz mikoyach ha'toykef ha'memshalti. The point of the Bezdin was that they're representing the Tzibur. So if the licensing agency or whoever,
they
the university,
the
whoever it is,
right,
is representing the Tzibur in saying who's a doctor and who's not, so that's enough to say that because of this, it's like he has Rishos Bezdin, the Tzibur accepted upon himself as a doctor, and he would be Potter, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that he's the Rishos Bezdin.
So what was the Havamin of Biurim according to this? What was this Havamin?
No, Havamin, he's arguing. He said Rishos Bezdin is literal. It means Rishos Bezdin. But he's saying he's touching up the Tzitzel Yezer that the Rishos Bezdin means a Heskim from the Kaal. Since that's what it means, so Mamela, any Heskim is enough. He's saying the Chiddush. You know, Rav Cheskel Abramsky is just saying the Teich. It means Rishos Bezdin, like it means everywhere else. He's saying a Chiddush that Rishos Bezdin means the Haskam of the Tzibur. So any Haskam of the Tzibur.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, what about this Indian of the best? Very look at the next ois. Hey. He says, it's clear. It's only if the top expert could get to everybody.
He's available.
If the top guy can't reach everybody, then it's pusher.
Becomes the top guy.
Right.
No,
then it's pusher that anybody else can come in. So in other words, if there's not enough doctors to go around, anyone who's a doctor and has a Heskim would take the place of the Gadol in terms of this.
The second guy has to make sure the first guy is taka full.
Yeah, but these guys are full. You're going to call up the guy and he's for a surgery. He's going to say 3 months from now.
Right.
Okay.
Right? Like the guy calls up the
patient to make sure that you check hold
the
first. Obviously, he's getting
the second doctor.
Obviously, the top guy is getting patients every single day. Otherwise, he wouldn't be full.
Exactly.
So you have to ask your patient, did you call him first?
No, you don't have to ask him if you called him first. Because he already, if you call him now, he can't get in.
Whose obligation is it to get the best? The patient's?
No, the doctor's. Yeah, exactly. The doctor's achrayus. The doctor's achrayus is to make sure that he's not doing something which he's not roy to do.
So
he has to be the best to do it.
I don't remember hearing a doctor say, I'm sorry, I'm not qualified for this. Could you see Joe? Oh,
yeah.
Thanks very much for coming.
You know, this lady calls up in very big pain, and she calls the doctor, and the doctor's office says, Oh, you need an appointment? We can squeeze you in 2 weeks from now.
Maybe.
He says, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to die by then. So don't worry, you can always cancel.
I guess that means we shouldn't have
but,
to put you in. Lemaisa, so what do you do nowadays, though?
What?
Call the best doctor first.
That's the, okay, so I'm saying, that's not your problem. The point is that the doctor understands that there's room for him because the top guys can't see everybody. And therefore, Zuck to Tzitz Eliezer, there's room for the second guy. So that's also called. So now, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, between these two things, he basically knocked out these two Tanaim. The Tanai that you have to be the best, and Tanai that you have to get Rosh's best. And right. It doesn't mean that. It means that it has to be enough doctors to see everybody, and it means that you got a license from the licensing agency which represents the Tzibur.
Correct.
So Mamela, according to him, any doctor would fall under this category that he's Potter.
Okay? Now, if he's Potter and he's Shogeg.
He's Potter if he's Shogeg. Now,
right.
Lemaisa, there's one other thing to keep in mind. Even Naniach, that this whole thing is not true, okay? So now we basically established that a doctor nowadays, that's a Taka doctor, not some, I'm not talking about a homeopathic
medicine,
guy,
yeah.
Whatever,
yeah, right.
You know, pulling off some
drink
some
this.
Stuff, drink, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about a regular doctor. So it comes out according to this, that halachically he's Taka Potter. Okay? Now, even if Naniach, that halachically he will be chayiv because he doesn't have Rishos Bezdin. He doesn't have there the smicha next to his doctor, his doc. However, most cases of malpractice, you have to know if you really chayiv anyway. Why? Because most of the cases is probably only a grumma. And as we're talking here that you're mazik biyadayim. You went in, you cut something you weren't supposed to cut, and you were mazik him. So that's the shayla there, you were mazik the guy biyadayim. Now the shayla is you got Rishos Bezdin, you didn't get Rishos Bezdin. But what about if it's only a grumma? Grumma means that you didn't diagnose it properly.
They gave the wrong medicine.
What?
They gave the wrong medicine.
I don't know. That could be a dime. No, it depends.
Is it that the wrong
right.
medicine?
Right.
Is the medicine hurt?
Right. Or just not having... Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If it's just the absence of having the correct medicine, so it's a grumma. Okay? So, or the shaila that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein had, if we get to it, is that there was a doctor... Nebuch, there was a woman who was going through a very hard pregnancy or whatever, labor, and the doctors wanted to do a C-section, and the doctor said, don't do it, because the baby's going to die anyway. So the baby's not going to make it, and to do a surgery on the mother, if the baby's not going to make it, it's not going to die. Wow. The baby came out, but the baby, because of the trauma, had terrible neurological problems. So... the shaila was, is he chayiv? So now, in that case, he's only a groma. He didn't do the surgery that he could have done. And it's probably most cases of malpractice. Bichlal maybe wouldn't even fall into this whole shaila. Because this whole shaila is if you're potter on a hezek that you did, just you ever shizbezin. If you only did a groma, bichlal you're potter midine Torah. Okay.
It was a Shabbat Tassi, didn't
it? It was a Shabbat Tassi. He didn't do the surgery. He didn't diagnose the problem.
Yeah. He could go to another doctor.
He said it, but what he said was... What?
He felt there was a... It was
not be a dime. So halachically, that's only a grama. Yeah. So now, what do you do with that? So now, there's... I have a feeling that we're going to have to... what the halacha is on this case, we're gonna have to pick up next time. But basically, the shaylos...
There's a six-second shayla also. The bad reputation here with
right. The couple shilas are like this. We'll speak out the shilas, and next week I think we're going to wrap up this topic. And next week is going to be we'll give an answer. But basically, the shilas boil down to the following. Number one is halachically you're not chayiv. It's a grama. So how can you be teveya in court a grama where a pialacha you have no tviya on that? Number two, if he has malpractice insurance. Is it considered that your tviya is against the doctor,
or
is it considered that the tviya is against the insurance?
Yeah, any different than the auto insurance?
If the tviya is against the insurance, then
insurance
because
go
what?
It's premium.
Okay, I'm not saying. So if it's tviya against the doctor, then it's against the yid. What's one thing? If it's tviya is against the insurance, maybe
right.
It's different.
Right.
Number two is what you said. Even if the tviya is considered against. Excuse me, against the malpractice insurance,
it will go.
But my insurance is going to go up.
It's still a grum.
That's it. So now it's a grum
exactly.
My way.
Right.
Yeah, so I have no problem with
that. Now you're still into about individual doctors. There's also doctors that are part of a bigger group.
Okay, exactly.
If you're going after the group, which is an S corporation or C corp, then it might be different.
Exactly. So you have to understand exactly against whom is the claim. Is it against the doctors, against insurance, against the yid, or against the guy? What happens if there's a grumma? If there's a grumma, that's going
to
be mazik the yid. And then the third one is if, okay, you're going to go against the company, v'chulu, 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 you're going to go, you figure it out. Now, do you have to, lemaisa, do it in Bezdin? you have to try to do it in Beis Din. Now, the malpractice, the insurance company is not going to want to go to Beis Din, but you have to try to one time go to Beis Din and get a heter from Beis Din, or you're allowed to go straight to court. Even Naniach knows it's a Jewish doctor, two Jews, I'm suing you for what you did.
How's Beis Din able to value?
Well?
How's Beis Din able to value the...
They don't know what they're going to... whether they're going
to... I'm saying, but maybe you have to go to Beis Din and get a reshus.
Permission, like they had before.
You have to try.
Right, you have to try to do it. And if they can't do it, then they're going to send you to Beis Din.
Because even if there's...
Right, the judge does know, right.
Even if there's...
The judge just knows because the lawyers present him.
Even if the doctor has insurance...
Because
they have a system in place.
So, something we could... Honestly, yeah, exactly. The Beis Din can bring in an expert...
They do bring in...
To evaluate.
Yeah.
Is it shliach or not, right. Okay, so Mietz Hashem, next week we'll cover those topics. Hopefully it'll be a little warmer.